Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Just like we rehearsed.
Yeah.
See that? Did you see how she gave it this one? Did you notice that?
People don't realize what happens behind the scenes.
But I noticed what finger she gave it with.
she didn't give the mingy.
The mingy.
Anybody that's watching now is just getting on, but no one knows the stress level. And especially when my mother and my sister stopped blowing me up. Literally every single week, like 9 a.m. at 3 minutes of nine, when like I'm struggling to get everything situated so that we can go live right at nine.
Yeah,
I always get blown.
Guaranteed.
Up.
You need to tell Pat and Felicia we're going live at 8:30. It's like setting your alarm earlier than you really need
it. That's
an idea. And they'll start texting you at 8:25.
New regime.
That's brilliant.
From now on, 8:30 next Sunday.
Problem solved.
Problem solved. That's the moment.
Yeah.
Or
that the podcast has been canceled.
One of the
We wouldn't want that though.
So that's our new theme song.
Oh yeah, we got the new opening. Everybody shamed me into it.
Yeah.
I had the new one produced. I hope everybody liked it. The thing of it, there's one tweak I would make to it. It would be where it says Buckle Up Buttercup. I would have like five beats before that, because it starts right and it goes Buckle Up Buttercup and then it goes in. But I do love it.
Yeah. We want to thank you, Joe, for recognizing the Merry Castaways.
The Merry Castaways.
Yes. I'm honored that I'm a Merry Castaway.
We're going to do introductions right now. Pat Dalpiaz is on the keyboard.
Good morning, everybody.
Jim Capillo is the camera guy off the scene. Give us the fingers. Give us the fingers, Jimmy.
All the digits.
Oh,
I still got all five.
Geez, the women in the audience just got very excited. The numbers have gone right through the roof. Chris McCarthy is with us.
Good morning, Gloucester. Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you. Paul Horowitz is with us.
Morning, Gloucester.
I'm your host, Joey Shimataro. The camera's right there. Nicole Schraft is with us.
Good morning.
Jimmy Dalpiaz is off camera. Fingers. Give him the fingers, Jimmy.
There we go.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, I think that Jimmy Capillo had a little bit more action on the twiddling. There was a little more frequency.
I'm not going there.
There was a higher frequency. with Jimmy Capillo. Well, it depends.
You better go back to the AARP videos.
Yeah. Maybe that's how you do it. Maybe the videos told Jimmy that's how you do it.
He learned something that we didn't know.
Slow and steady.
Slow and steady. Hey. Yeah. There's something about pace. Anyway.
Maybe he has arthritis too.
We do have a new setup, so we're getting some feedback on the sound because I put a shout out asking people to let us know. So Brianne says the sound is great. Thank you, Brianne. She's our neighbor, so it's good to see you on board here.
Nice.
Mike Coderre is checking in, wondering about snow. No, there's no snow.
No
here,
snow here, Mike.
He's still gone.
I think he's come back tomorrow.
Good morning, Pat. Brian Pitcher says he loves you, Joey. Brian. Arlie Pett is checking in. We also heard from Brenda Grimes Davis, Ed Collard. Your sister, Felicia, says, plan on my text. Joey Wood has already shared the podcast.
Scotty Mack, the birthday boy.
And Scotty Mack is joining us.
Scotty Mack.
The birthday boy.
Happy birthday.
And his eyes are open.
And Paul O'Brien.
And you snuck that in on me yesterday, that birthday surprise.
I didn't think that you were gonna. If I was a betting man, I would have lost a lot of money on him showing up this morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Foster, good morning.
Look at him. Look at him. He's bright-eyed
and bushy-tailed.
He has hair in his head, too.
I see. Yes, I did. Yeah. I took the Chris McCarthy app off my phone.
I totally fell for it.
This is fantastic.
Despite all the, like,
did you notice how I mysteriously grew a goatee at the same time? I had a goatee.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That should have been the tell.
That was the tell.
So, Scotty back here, we can cross off the first five things.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about happy birthday to Scotty.
Pat, great job.
But don't interrupt you.
No.
Oh.
I want you to.
Oh, okay.
Because I always, I feel like you never do it. And, like, I want to recognize our viewers that are checking in with us.
Me too.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Well, she's a Mary Castaway. Now that you've recognized her,
now
she feels like she has ownership in this thing.
Scotty, how was your birthday?
I have to tell you, it was probably one of the best birthdays I've had in the past 10 years or so.
Whoa.
Or more.
Whoa.
I usually work on my birthday. In the DJ industry, this time of year is usually very, very busy with Christmas parties and such. So it was nice to not have to do that, and I want to thank you all for the Bloody Marys and for the mimosas and the breakfast and the ball busting.
And the ball busting.
And please share with our audience, because they're very curious about what's in your cup.
Oh, this is straight-up coffee from Speedway.
Okay.
Speedway.
Speedway. I had to get here quick. It was nice and speedy. And I have to have my pumpkin spice latte creamer in this one.
Very nice. Shout out to Greg at the Crow's Nest, and for making tremendous bloodies here.
Top notch on the bloody.
And also our buddy Dean Sala at
Dean.
George's, who really the whole crew at George's stepped up.
Came through with a birthday muffin.
Yeah, the birthday muffin too.
And I had a taste of a bushwhacker.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Can you describe the bushwhacker?
Yeah, it was. I guess it was some sort of a frozen drink because it was a cold.
Yeah,
it was leftover, and they put it in a shot. And he said it was a bushwhacker, and I'm not positive exactly the taste on it. It was similar to like a mudslide, I think.
Yeah, it was like Bailey's vanilla vodka.
It was definitely some Bailey's in there.
Yeah,
I'd like to try that.
Cream-based.
It's pretty good.
We'll have to go back and try those.
oh, look at what time it is.
What's
that?
What's that?
Did you get your tree?
We got the tree. The tree's awesome.
Was it wet?
But Nicole hasn't gotten her tree.
No, I'm the only one on the island with no tree yet.
Not yet.
I just pointed out to me.
I know. That was a little surprise, right?
All right. So we got to go. I have to do this. Felicia, this is what Felicia wanted to do. So I got to go. I have to go to my text because we didn't have it in the show notes because it always comes in last second. So Felicia wants us to do this. Before Friday, she wants people to, I guess, message me privately on any way you can message me privately to nominate local families in need with children that have been struggling and need their Christmas to be a little brighter. We will read their stories and pick the. I don't want to read names of people that may be struggling because you don't know if they want privacy. But she says we'll read their stories and pick the five top stories, and next Sunday we can announce the five family winners, and I will donate five gingerbread. We're going to do this anonymously. I don't want to say names of people.
I don't think she means read them.
No, just their stories.
She will read
them. She and Pat and behind the scenes people will read them and decide.
And we'll donate. She's going to donate five gingerbread man cookie kits, not a gingerbread house, gingerbread cookies with all the decorating and frosting items needed for five families.
Which are amazing. We used to buy those from Felicia's.
Yeah.
Right. Not the houses, but the cookies. And so and she wants to make it very clear that she's not selling cookies. Right. This is a donation, and she's not selling cookies out of her house this year. This is an act of kindness for families in need, and she doesn't want to hear from the Board of Health.
Right.
So she's not selling these. This is just trying to be
a
nice thing.
That's a great idea, Felicia.
We have a great gift from my mom. We announced it last week for people that subscribed. Mm-hmm. So two different prizes for two different things. for people that subscribed, my mother's fudge, and it's unbelievable. Just hold it. You can hold it up, Jim.
There's a piece missing. I tried it. It is very good.
Jim, that's my muffin yesterday, too.
So there's that. It's a and so we're going to pick that. We'll pick it now.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then, so that we also have Nina Goodick, friend of the blog, Nina Goodick, Dogtown Common Babson Bowl donated as a prize. Jimmy, can you take it out? It's a ceramic. Yeah. She does ceramic.
It's all tied up in there, so.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. You don't have to do that. Okay, we're going to pick right now. We're going to pick the winner of the subscriber thing. Pat, you have the number?
Eight.
Okay. So people that subscribed, we're going to do this next week, too. We'll have a different prize next week for people that subscribe. Let me just go to my app here.
And while he's doing that, Susan Casey Lipset comments that the bushwhacker was invented at a pub in St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yes, it was.
Let's
indeed.
Go.
Okay.
Let's go.
A lot of great drinks coming out of St. Thomas and St.
So
John.
One to eight.
Painkiller?
1 to 8.
Okay. The painkiller was there.
From St. John?
Yeah. No, this is from
this is the subscriber fudge.
Fudge from Pat.
Number six is Rogan.
Rogan, whoever subscribed with the next email, Rogan, in the beginning part of it, you won my mother's fudge. You have to come down before to 95 East Main Street, Captain Joe and Sons, before next Sunday.
Is that Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan. Maybe it's Joe Rogan.
Seth Rogan.
Yeah.
So there's that. We got that going for us. So we have that. All right. Let's settle in now.
Jesus, Joe. How much coffee did you have this morning?
We're all amped up.
Well, we have a new camera.
Nice.
New camera setup. We have a new mic. So what I'd like people to...
Check.
If you do it right there, they're going to blow people's ears.
Oh, I'm sorry, folks. Good morning.
But we'd like to hear if people can distinguish a difference in the audio from last week to this week, I would like to know. So if people can chime in on that.
And if we look better. Because you're using the new camera.
Well, the new camera, yeah. Well, we have different, so we have people in the back and here, so it's probably trying to find focus in between, so it won't be razor.
Yeah, you want the fuzzy focus if you're going to try to look better.
The fuzzy focus.
Everybody looks great. I'm fuzzy right now.
So we're going to start, we're going to right at the top of the list here. This is one of Nicole's topics.
Thank you, Kathy.
Yay!
Sound is awesome.
Sound is awesome. Great. So now cocaine.
Oh, well, hold on. No, wait. I don't like how you prefaced that.
Oh, this is my topic.
My topic. Somebody sent me a funny meme and I forwarded it to you when
Thank
I was
you,
away
Mom.
Last weekend. Don't like.
Well, we have a thread. So
don't start with cocaine as Nicole's topic. That's not exactly how that went down. But all right. I did find the little meme and it was funny. It was ironic.
Do you know what channel? Sorry. Selena?
You sent the link by email.
Yeah. Did you email her the link that I sent you?
She says what channel? She says what channel?
The sound is great, Ed Collard said, but you guys really don't look any better except for Nicole.
It's not my phone.
What did he say? I missed that part.
The
sound is great, but you guys really don't look any better except for Nicole.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ed.
Very nice. Well, why don't you? So we started this thing this week with all the contributors, but we have a text thread because so when random ideas come in for show notes. That we just add to this thread. And I'd appreciate if everybody just leaves the thread for topics so Pat can correlate them easily.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Scotty.
We're all the friends of Scotty's right now.
It goes sideways. Every day it goes sideways with random banter. And so it gets a little hard to boil it down. But so one of the first topic that came in, because this is how Pat correlated it, why don't you take it away, Nicole?
So I tried to go back and read about the what Oregon passed, but they legalized what they called several hard drugs in small doses.
Done that. I was
and so cocaine is on the list of drugs that they've legalized in Oregon, but Oregon being so environmentally conscious and whatnot still doesn't allow straws. So somebody had made a meme saying, so Oregon legalized cocaine this week, but you still can't use straws. And it said, that must be frustrating underneath them.
Oh,
I thought it was really funny.
I thought that was pretty funny too.
Oh, I get
bills,
it.
Right?
They have to but they outlawed plastic straws.
Right. So you can use paper
So there's a business opportunity. I mean, just, you know,
custom straws. Companies can put their business logo on the straws.
Things go better with Coke. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Good morning, Gloucesters.
So what? From what I understand, like a lot of people would like when they didn't legalize it. What they said was they changed how it's not prosecuted as a crime or a felony or something like that.
They decriminalized
possession of small amounts of the following hard drugs.
It's like leaving leaving your dog poop bag in somebody's mailbox. It's decriminalized.
Speaking as the former fireman, right?
Yeah.
You did go to the Patriots game last week in a kind of a roundabout way.
Roundabout way.
So what was that like?
So we were down at Patriot Place just doing some holiday shopping and spent the night down there, but we had just happened to be right outside the gate, so you could hear like the announcing and whatnot inside the park. And inside the stadium. And so we looked and it was like 1:05, which you would never know because there were like 6 people in sight at the time. But you could hear them announcing the starting lineup and the national anthem and all the regular like pregame festivities that they usually do. You could hear going on.
Were there Minutemen there with muskets?
Oh, wow. So everything. But it was just so bizarre because right on the, if you've been into Patriot Place, right by the Hall of Fame is the big like, the logos on the grass, there's usually miles of lines for everyone to get in and going up both flights of stairs and whatnot. And there were literally, I turned around while listening to it, and there were 6 people, you know, milling around holiday shopping, and that was it. But the whole game was going on as if it was like a normal 1:00
on television. You're thinking that it's like, because they pipe in the crowd noise.
Yeah, yep.
And it must have been very surreal.
Yeah, we could see them all warming up and see them all, you know, running out. And they had the big inflatable helmet and the cannons still going off. Everything was happening, but there was
TV.
Nobody in sight. It was the strangest thing. Yeah. We could see the players were, you know, 50 yards away from us.
The amount of money.
It was so weird, right?
The amount of money. So it shows you that these teams, like, it is all about, not it's not all about, but they can still be viable because they're still awarding huge football contracts to players based on television money.
Right.
So even if they don't have people in the stands.
No. You didn't hear any crowd noise it's on TV.
No, I didn't hear the crowd
noise.
It's
on TV a few times. It's so loud, you really think.
Yeah.
I mean, it did its job.
So you think they just have a sound guy at the mixer piping it just TV, not in the stadium?
That's what it sounds like.
So you don't think that the players hear it to get amped up if they do it? They catch a nice 40-yard pass or something, or a touchdown.
Yeah. Well, I think when you played your video, don't they play the typical music when they were running out on the field?
Yeah, they did all of that. But I don't know. I didn't know. I don't know. I mean, we heard other music, I think. But after all that happened, we kind of went about our day, and then we, you know, it was time for us to head home anyway. So
yeah,
Nicole was there for the cheerleader tryouts. That's what.
Unbelievably, the unshowered baseball hat looks not what they were going for.
I almost forgot. I deleted.
Okay, that's all right. I'll get it.
Speaking of sports contracts, I know one of the other topics you had on there, it was basketball and LeBron. Did you want to talk about the LeBron contract?
Well, LeBron James got an extension.
Yeah,
and he's already pretty old. he's still probably the best player in the NBA.
Yeah, yeah.
He got an extension of 2 more years at $85 million. Jeez. Dollars.
Right.
That's $42.5 million per year.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Just double of your contract for Good Morning Gloucester, Jim.
Yeah. Just double. Yeah.
And when he gets to be 50, he can fight Mike Tyson.
Exactly.
And how does Brady only get 50 for the 2 year and LeBron gets 85?
Yeah.
Well, they only played so many games.
It's the same 2 year contract, isn't it? Basically.
Yeah.
But LeBron James is playing how many games? 80 games? I think an NBA season.
Yeah, there's a lot of games. You're right. Yeah.
80 games.
And LeBron's is probably guaranteed.
Is
Brady's full contract guaranteed?
I'm not sure.
We'll have to ask Zach.
Zach would know. So we got Zach. Selena's coming on.
Selena, the nurse
from Salem Hospital, ICU unit. She's going to talk about COVID stuff. And we have Zach from Minglewood Serenity Group coming on to talk about all the different stuff that's happening on with them a little bit later on. I have to send him the link. I thought I sent it. I'd have to double check.
I'll check with him.
Also, so this week we went kind of all over the place this week. We had a great Cafe Cecilia. We got some great pastries from them.
Yeah, fresh.
But I love what we were in there and they were installing. I didn't realize what they were installing. I thought it was just like a regular sign, but it's a digital sign.
High tech
in the window. And it's the same aspect ratio. Now, for what people may not know, because I know a lot of people don't, this is an aspect ratio. This dimension by this dimension is, or this dimension by this dimension is an aspect ratio. So their sign is like this, and it's the same dimension as like an Instagram post or a Facebook Live post or something like that. It's in landscape mode, which is interesting to me, not like this. And I noticed what they have.
Portrait.
I know.
This is portrait. This is landscape.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want
to. Did I say it the wrong way?
Sometimes we just let them go.
Yeah, sorry. All right. But I'm just trying to give you an idea of what I'm talking about with aspect ratio.
I really see us all looking at each other going, what's he doing? Okay, go ahead.
So their sign is in the window like this, but it's also what they have on their social media is reflected on their sign.
Ooh.
Nice.
Digitally. I don't know how it works, but it's very the gadget guy in me is very impressed by the technology.
Right. Well, and I don't know if you noticed, but it's both sides, not just the window side.
So you
when you're
the same
in
thing on both sides?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I think you can actually have it. You can like the menu was up on the inside part of this device.
One conversation at a time.
So I think you actually can show two different images, which even makes it really
very
cool.
Very cool. What we want to say about them though is that they're doing like Christmas orders, and they have a cutoff date. I forget what the cutoff date is, but we put it in the
like December 18th.
I think so.
Yeah.
But there's a whole menu. I'll link to it in the show notes. I'll go back and link to it in the show notes. I know I did a post about it, but we'll do that as well.
I got the ragotta pie.
Ragotta. Oh,
man, the ragotta pie for Thanksgiving. And I mean, that's on the menu for Christmas. So, I mean, if you like ragotta pie.
Not when you say it like that.
Call now.
The audio level.
I thought it was going to be
I know. Why'd you put me next to the mic?
We're peeking, but we don't want it out in the shot. So there's that. You were disappointed because you went to the Causeway on Thursday because you heard that Thursday was tripe day at the Causeway.
Yeah.
And they were out.
They were out. I showed up at like 1:30, all excited to get tripe for dinner. And the guy looks at me, he goes, we were sold out at 11:30. I'm like, what?
That's breakfast.
You sold out at tripe at 11:30? Now, I thought I was the only tripe lover probably on this side of the hemisphere, and I'm like, who else likes tripe? Who else goes to the Causeway on Thursday and sells them out of tripe? I need to know who
so
those people are.
So you're about to get some answers.
They cleaned you up.
If you're a tripe lover, let me know. Let me know because
Chris wants to start a club.
So did they say that if you put in an order ahead of time, they'll make sure they save you one?
They said.
How do they prepare it?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's in their red sauce.
Yeah.
I smell a tripe fan page coming up for you.
I see t-shirts. Yeah. T-shirts are going to get ordered.
Tripe Lovers Anonymous.
It would probably be Tripe Lovers Anonymous.
He's going to back like he won his tickets when he goes to rock concerts. Yeah. He's going to camp out in a little tents on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Seinfeld episode. Get there.
And there's a place in Wakefield that has tripe on their menu 24/7. So the problem is when I go there with people, they won't let me order tripe because when they bring it out, you know, there is that distinct smell of tripe permeating throughout the table and my guests don't like that.
I love it.
So if you're a tripe lover,
I'm a fan, but so I'm curious, is there, cause tripe, you can have fish tripe and cow is it only cow?
I'm assuming it's cow stomach.
So I don't know if fish has tripe. I'm not sure. Well, maybe one of our
Susan Lipset.
Yeah, Susan, that's a question for Susan Lipset.
Yeah,
I think you can get it from a sheep stomach too.
Sheep stomach,
sheep, cow, cattle, and sheep, cows and sheep.
Yeah,
Nicole, looks like you're getting sick over
it. I don't know. I found myself envisioning and thinking too deeply about it. Then I was like,
it's a good vegetarian dish.
So we,
at least it's not sweetbreads.
Oh, I love those. Sweetbreads.
I love sweet. Do you know the problem with sweetbread is you start and you can't stop.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
So there's a different. We talk about this every year, right around this time. There's a difference between sweet, what is it, Swedish sweetbread, Nisu, and there's two different tribes. What is it? But they're basically the same thing. But they called, one calls it Nisu, and the other one calls it.
Yeah, one's like Finnish or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Nisu might be Finnish, and then but the other one calls it something sweetbread.
Yeah.
And like you can't like call. They get very offended if you call
don't want to order it.
Yeah, you don't want to order it the wrong way.
Yeah.
One of my former lobstermen, Tony Gross, you probably know Tony Gross, of course. Right? He would make one for us every year and deliver it.
You know Ross Franklin, the chef?
Yeah.
Yeah, his mother makes Nisu bread.
Really?
A special order. You can call her.
Oh, wow.
And I've gotten it in the past for friends that actually liked Nisu bread. And I said, I got just the lady for you. But Ross's mother makes a very good Nisu bread.
It's great. You slice it. You put the butter on it.
We're not talking bread.
We're talking
sheep brain.
Yeah, we're
sweet bread.
We're talking.
I was talking about Nisu.
Yeah, no.
We're talking gross foods like tripe, like
monkey brains.
Yeah.
Is this appropriate for an Oprah shout out?
Maybe.
Peter Tarantino says that tripe is the lining of a cow stomach, and Susan adds that tripe can be from other ruminants like sheep, goat, or deer.
Yep.
And Joanne Wood is confirming for us that Nisu is Finnish.
And what's the other one? What do they call the other one? That looks just like Nisu, but they call it something else.
Okay, we'll see what.
So one of our readers can read that.
Well, Joe, I know you.
What about Lanesvillians?
So the sweetbread that we were talking about is related to tripe. It's
the Portuguese sweetbread.
It's brain.
It can be brain. It can be other.
But they call it. But they call it sweetbread.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's brain.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I never heard of that.
Oh, it's very good.
There's a great French, classic French dish with a lot of cream and everything on it.
Joey, I was with you on the sweetbread. I was going to Portuguese sweetbread.
I didn't know where you guys were going with that, but I know you're a seafood lover. And the last time we were out at a restaurant, you ordered two orders of Rocky Mountain oysters. I couldn't. He was going. I mean, it was nonstop. I couldn't believe how many oysters you ate. Rocky Mountain oysters, that is. Oh my God! I've never seen a guy eat so many.
Thank you.
Those are moose balls. Is that the moose nuts?
Yeah.
Seafood.
Susan updates us that sweetbreads are thymus glands.
Yeah. Which are in the brain.
Know the proper pronunciation of that word?
That sounds good to me.
There you go. We'll go with that.
Okay. Dimas. Thank you, Susan.
But speaking of that, we were at Cafe Cecilia, and they didn't have the spingiuni with the Sicilian pizza with the sardine paste and that sharp cheese. But you can order it.
Yeah. Spingiuni.
Maybe.
Selena's on it when we're ready for her.
Oh, okay, great. Oh, why don't we bring her in?
Okay.
Speaking of sardine pizza.
Oh, we won't have her on this monitor. We'll just have her over there.
Okay.
We won't be able to hear her either because we have the...
Oh.
So, Pat, you're going to lead this discussion.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Put the headphones on.
Let's see.
There we go.
Oh, she's shaking. I disinfect. No, I would disinfect those earpieces.
There we go. Good, I am. Okay. All right. Selena, can you hear us? Hi. How are you?
Guys, big.
We're a little, the sound is coming in and out a little bit from Selena.
Okay.
It is? No one else seemed to be having a problem.
But she probably has horrible reception down there.
It could be, yeah.
West Gloucester.
So, what are some updates for us from
the ICU?
From the ICU in Salem.
What's the current situation?
What's your current situation?
It's not too bad, actually.
Yeah,
we are filling up with COVID. But the plan is not to open another unit at this time. Awesome, we had done that last time. We're sending a ton of people into town straight from the emergency department.
Oh, okay. So she's saying it's not too bad right now. They're not going to open up another unit. Things are more or less under control, although the numbers are steady and rising a bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Now, Selena, has it become the reason that you're not overwhelmed in the ICU in Salem? Is that because you guys have a handle on how to treat it and they don't feel like they need to put people in the ICU unit? And if she wants to turn her camera sideways, that'd be great too.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
All right, let's see if I can get it to stay that way. I can't see anything now. Put my hand. So to your question, we do have a better handle on treating it for the people who have it on the floors. We now do more what would be called like pulmonary toileting, so like lung exercises almost. We have them lay on their belly from day one. Of course, some people refuse that.
Give me the hint.
And they can end up in the ICU. We have a better handle on other medications that are helpful. And so we're doing that kind of things more. So fewer people do need the ICU. But then again, we're also sending people straight from the emergency department straight to Boston instead of just keep filling us up and filling us up. And opening that second unit, they're just going straight to town.
Give me some insight. What's the best place to get a test right now? Like, if you need a test rapidly, where's the best place to go get a test?
I honestly don't know. I know that there's a ton of places testing, and I know it seems to take forever. For us, if we do need a test, it's taking us like a week. To get scheduled for a test. And it's kind of frustrating because we're not allowed to work until we get those results.
Yeah.
So you would think there'd be a better way, but for some reason there's not.
I know there's that place up by the Market Basket in Danvers. They have like, it's like a drive-through or something.
Yeah, that's Mass General Danvers.
Yeah, I don't know how that's working out. I haven't had any feedback on that. Have you heard anything about that place?
I haven't heard anything, although Lindsay works in Mass General Danvers, so I don't know if she knows anything.
Is she with you?
She is.
Hi.
Hi, Lindsay.
I know that the site there at Mass General Danvers, you need a referral from your doctor first. It's not like a free drive-through. You have to call your doctor and get some form of like a prescription almost to go and get the swab.
I wonder if that's new because I thought last week they had a big like placard, like billboard on the street saying testing here, like a handwritten.
Yeah, yeah. It is that, but you need. I'm pretty sure that you still need a
look at prescription.
Yeah.
We have a question from one of our listeners. Are the rapid tests accurate?
I would say they're as accurate as the others.
Just as accurate as the others. So there's no difference there.
Yeah.
So.
And the tests are really as accurate as, like it depends on how far you are in your infectious process. If you do have it, like if you, let's say you have it or you've had an exposure. So you're like, oh my God, I know, Susie that I work with, has COVID, I'm going to go and get tested, and that test is negative. Well, you might still have it. You just don't have enough live virus in
it. It didn't have the incubation period didn't kick in yet.
Exactly.
For it to show up. I get you. Yeah. And wow, that's interesting. The it doesn't seem like there's the hysteria surrounding it as there was.
Yeah, well, I think people are just kind of tired of it.
Yeah.
We're all so tired of it.
Yeah.
That was the question I had, Selena. What feels different with this particular surge than early on in March when this, hit us? I'm just curious if there are any specific observations that you've made that, again, feel different now that we're in December versus March. or April.
Yeah. I think people have a different, like people in general, like non-medical field, or even maybe some medical field that are more in doctor's offices, not hospital people. They seem to think it's not that big of a deal. It's not this scary unknown thing anymore. Although it is very much still a scary unknown thing. We're doing our best to treat it. We know a little bit more, but it's still not like a cure. And it being a virus, you know, you don't really have a cure. You have to just provide supportive treatment.
Right.
Although we know better what that supportive treatment is, it's still unknown, and it's scary to me in the way that patients who have COVID and are admitted to the hospital are completely alone. They're not allowed visitors.
Right.
We have a very limited visitor policy as it is. You're allowed, at Salem at least, you're allowed one visitor for the entire stay. It has to be the same person every time. And they're only allowed an hour a day, which is bad enough. But if you're a COVID patient, you are allowed zero visitors.
Mm. Do they have access to iPads and stuff like that, so that they're
we
not,
do.
Yeah,
we have iPads, and like if the patient is able, we can let them do it themselves. But if they're unable, and the family wants to FaceTime, or even Zoom, we're set up for Zoom now. We can Zoom with the family, so they can at least see their family member, even if the family member can't respond.
Now, there's this talk of a vaccine. Now, can you explain what? So, we know that there's not a cure, right? Obviously, because it's a virus, just like a flu is a virus, and a cold is a virus, or whatever.
Yep.
So
exactly.
And we've been dealing with the colds and flus for generations, and we know that there has been a tremendous amount of research on how to treat that, but there's no cure. So there's probably never going to be a cure for this. So what can you explain the difference between a vaccine and a cure?
Well, the vaccine could prevent you from getting it. So, but it wouldn't, it's more of a preventative measure, as opposed to a cure would be like, you have it, you take this medication. Like if you have pneumonia, you take antibiotics and it goes away. That would be like a cure. Whereas the vaccine, you would need to take it before you get the virus. So once you got it, the vaccine is too late.
When the vaccine becomes available, do you plan to take it?
I don't.
Wow, that's very interesting.
I'm apprehensive to say it, because in order to get back to normalcy, we need a lot of people to say it. And I feel like if people know that people in the medical profession have no intention to take it, they'll be less likely to, but.
Oh my God, that's so scary to me.
Well.
I'm curious, so what's the reason why you wouldn't take it? Like, I don't want to get you in trouble, so maybe we should just stop it.
It's just, you know, it's too soon. It's been so rushed.
Yeah.
What are the long-term effects? Are there long-term effects? Maybe not. Mm. And you know, like, I'm all for vaccines. I take the flu vaccine every year, you know. Mm. I think they're great, but I also think it just needs more time, because there's been no long-term studies. So what do we know?
Hmm.
Yeah, well, I honestly would rather wear a mask.
I'll get you. Wow, that's very interesting.
I think the interesting thing, what's going to happen is there are going to be a lot of places that require, I think, people to be vaccinated. I mean, there's already talk about airlines requiring proof that you've been vaccinated in order to fly. So, you know, it should be interesting to see where this goes and how it impacts your decision on whether to get vaccinated or not get vaccinated.
So just not testing, actual vaccination.
Actual vaccination. Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah. You know, like at my work, at my work now, the flu vaccine is mandatory. So if you want to work for Partners or Mass General Brigham, as they are now, you must be have a flu vaccine every year or you will be fired. So we're apprehensive that it will become that with the COVID vaccine.
Mm. That's very interesting. Anything else you want to add?
No, we're good.
Well, that's, yeah, that's
unless
awesome.
There's any other questions you guys have for me.
Pat, any questions? No one had any questions. Okay. All right. Selena, thank you so much for that update. Because I love the inside information, not rumors. This is what's happening in the ICU unit. And yep. So I really appreciate you you spending the time with us.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Selena.
Thank you, Selena.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget your masks, everyone.
Well, all right. So
what's that, Pat?
Zach is waiting in the wings as well.
All right, let's bring Zach on.
All righty. Here we go.
I feel bad you guys can't hear.
So for the viewers that are watching right now, if you don't see us making any sort of remarks or responses, it's because Joey's listening to the headphones on the caller in, and we're not privy to that information at the moment, so
here
we
go.
Can't really chime in.
No, I'm sorry. You know, hey, Chris, why don't you take the segment?
What?
You take the segment.
I'm not taking the segment.
What's up?
The single screen. How do I do that again?
Oh,
right here.
Hey, Zach. Zach, can you turn your camera sideways?
Is it this one or this middle one? Oh, this one.
There you go.
Yeah, can you see the head, please?
I can't hear him, though.
How's it going?
Oh, there you are. You're great. Can you turn your screen sideways, Zach?
I keep going upside down.
Oh, yeah? All right. How's things going, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We've been having great meals at your restaurants. Chris and I went to Maggie's Farm in the morning.
Yeah.
And then to wing night in the afternoon. And we're just loving the food you guys are putting out. It's just been top notch. Every one of the Serenity restaurants.
Yeah, and I ordered the sushi.
What's that?
I ordered the sushi. Minglewood is now selling sushi for lunch, and we got some sushi on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think it was when Zach first announced it. So if you're a sushi lover and you're in the mood for sushi during lunch, call Minglewood.
So they're doing lunch now.
Just sushi takeout.
Oh. Yeah, sushi takeout. So Zach, why don't you run through the new stuff that's happening?
Yeah, so during the off season, our hours change and we're not open for lunch Monday through Thursday, and we're just open lunch Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But with gift card sales being a big thing during the month of December, and I mean, I'm there all day anyway, and my sushi chef is there with me all day preparing for night service, we decided that we would do sushi takeout from 11:30 till 4. So you can order online, you can call, I'll be there. You can walk right in, I'll be there. That's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then the regular menu Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, of course, and then the regular menu at night at 4. But in the meantime, people who are looking for some takeout for lunch, we'll have, in addition to the Little Red Rooster down the hallway, we'll have our sushi menu from 11:30 till 4.
11:30 to 4, you can order it online. It's not just those days you'll have sushi. You have sushi like during the weekends as well, obviously.
Yes. We have the sushi menu all the time, no matter what. But when we're not open for lunch on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I decided to just do takeout sushi to go.
Yeah, it's brilliant because a lot of times in the winter when you guys shut down and I pull into that parking lot on the lunchtime and like I go and the door's locked, you're like, no, I want to get my Minglewood. But having sushi during the day in the middle of the week is a nice healthy option, something that if you don't want a big greasy burger, you can, get your sushi on. I want to nominate the Tuna King as my favorite sushi roll. Mm. Chris, what's your sushi go to at Minglewood?
I can't say it because it's not on the menu. Zach confirmed there is a button that that the staff can press,
Joey and Chris button.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things?
The Gloucester roll.
That's Kate's favorite.
The Gloucester roll.
What's your favorite go-to?
The Gloucester roll, but I used to love the firecracker roll, and that's off the menu now. Darn you, Dean.
You blew it.
I'll go later for the firecracker roll.
where can people see the menu for what sushi is available, Zach?
So if you go to our website, minglewoodharborside.com, if you just click out takeout and delivery, it's going to direct you to our menu through Chow Now. You can order online, you can pay online, and you can even get it delivered if you choose the delivery option through Chow Now, which they use DoorDash. So it's the same system that we're used in Little Red Rooster, but it'll be under Minglewood Harborside. Or you can just call the restaurant and I'll be there, or you could just walk right in.
And you also extended the gift card deal, right?
Yep, so the gift card deal goes till December 23rd. So every 100 gets you a $20 gift card separate.
Free money. It's a no-brainer.
Speaking of free money, I was visiting my friend Russ up in Georgetown, and he goes to the spot. So I said, oh, you know, we love the Serenity Group. Serenity Group owns the spot in Georgetown. And I said, do you have the Serenity card? He's like, what are you talking about?
Oh.
So I'm like, Russ, you got to get the Serenity card, because he goes to the spot on a regular basis, much like we do Minglewood. So he said next time he's going there, he goes there, he'll sign up. But again, just a reminder, if you don't have the Serenity card, you're silly.
Or the app, you can use the app.
Or the app. Yeah, that's what I, yeah, good yeah. point. It's all
it's
electronic.
Better. You could actually go on your, on the app.
Yeah.
And you could share it through text message to Russ. So he doesn't have to go there.
Oh, a referral.
You may get points for that. I'm not sure.
Oh, a referral bonus.
But the thing about it is fantastic, is because, so yesterday we got the email, right?
Yep.
When you have the reward, the Serenity Rewards
card. I love that part of it, getting the
email. Did you see the email?
Yeah. I'm always looking for those.
So it's a crappy day yesterday. Email comes through, $10 free on your account. Come on in and get something.
Rainy day fund or whatever.
You know. Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, rainy day. Speaking of that, sorry, Zach, just to, you know, go off on a tangent. The weathermen, come on, man. 3 to 6 here in Gloucester, there's nothing on the ground. I mean, you made Serenity Group post a $10 gift card because they thought it was going to be horrible out. I think they should be accountable, the weathermen.
They should pay.
Making $200,000 a year, telling me what the weather is, and they get it wrong all the time. If I was wrong in my business, I'd be fired.
All fired up. You're all fired up.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it happens all the time. If you don't know what the weather's going to be, just tell us.
How do you really feel about this? Bring back John Kent.
Yeah. What grinds your gears, Chris?
And the technology just keeps getting better and better, but they're more wrong every time. I don't understand it.
On Friday, there was our friend Chris Donato, the superintendent at the Bass Rocks Golf Club, posted a thing that he saw 3 different weather maps with 3 different projections, 1 inch, 6 inches, and 9 inches.
Yeah.
And he's like, well,
what do I do?
Do
I cover the greens? Do I not cover the greens? Do I go to Serenity Group and use my $10 gift? $10
yes,
off.
Go to Serenity Group.
Go to the Serenity Group.
Oh, wait, we had a question for Zach, a sports related question.
Yeah, what were we going to ask him?
What did you think about LeBron's extension, 2 years, $85 million extension for 2 years? LeBron.
Brady's contract is guaranteed.
And a two part question. And do you know if Tom Brady's contract is guaranteed?
So, I mean, you're killing me talking about LeBron James. You know how I feel about LeBron James, but probably the best money spent for the Lakers. I mean, to make $42 million playing basketball, absurd. But if you're going to spend it on somebody, I guess LeBron James would be the guy, even though he's the same age as me. So, Tom Brady, I mean, so not all contracts in football are guaranteed, but I don't know how much guaranteed on the deal when they sign. A portion of it will. I definitely think that he'll be a Buccaneer again next year. Don't think their coach will.
Bruce Arians is probably going to be out. Just like, and they're very similar because they're both the GOAT, right? And they're both basically GMs dictating who the coach is going to be and who the, you know, and everything else. So it's interesting. Do you want to talk about Taj at all? How it's going over there, and what and the different? And you had that kind of swap deal, right? With you kind of like incorporating some of the ingredients from Taj, the Indian restaurant where Alchemy used to be, into the Millwood menu, and vice versa.
Yeah. So Taj, if those who are not familiar, Taj is our restaurant that up the street used to be. It's in the Alchemy building. So we're doing Mashup Monday, where the manager and chef of Taj are taking ingredients from Minglewood, and myself and the chef of Minglewood are taking ingredients from Taj, and we're making like an Indian inspired chicken sandwich on Monday to sell in Minglewood. They're doing like an Indian version of they've been using our tater tots, which are phenomenal, and they make like an Indian inspired with our ingredients. So we're kind of switched up, keeping it different, and every Monday it'll be, you know, a new version of that. And you can order on Taj the same exact way you do the online ordering at the other restaurants in our group. Is you go to their website, you click takeout and delivery, and it's going to bring you right to Chow Now. That's the order online service. And then there's the DoorDash to get it delivered. So you don't need to leave your house.
Very cool. Very cool. At Maggie's Farm, I love that. They had little things on the tables. Like it was on a spike, and they had a picture of the QR code. So so you could just open up your camera and put it on there, and the menu opens up, so you don't have to type it out, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah,
I like that. And now, Chris, you had a thing about the QR codes. You went to a restaurant where they had it on every napkin had it printed with the QR code.
Yeah, Kowloon's, and I mean, you got to use a napkin, especially when you're eating Chinese food, and the QR code was right there. You just waved it over the. Napkin.
That's a great idea.
Kowloon's is cutting edge with the, you know, what they've been doing, like the drop. Anyway, Zach, anything else you want to add?
do that right into the mic.
I'm losing the audio for Zach. Is he there?
I don't see any green bars on the
ground control to Mage Zach.
I'm sorry, Zach. I'm not sure we're hearing you well.
All of a sudden, we lost
ground control. Zach.
I don't know. We're gonna have to say goodbye because I can't hear Zach at all. Anyway, I think everybody else heard the meat of what you had to say because I heard it on my headphones. We love you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Get the Serenity app. I'll put the link in this. Can you get the link, Pat?
Put it in there right now. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach. Take care.
Thank
you. You can take them off now, Pat.
Yep.
All right. Thanks,
Zach.
So we got that. Chris, I thought this is one of the best topics for the week. What? You take it away. This one right here. Spin the wheel.
Oh, spin the wheel.
Yeah.
I saw something on social media that got me thinking. So you are presented with an opportunity to spin a wheel. And there are only two prizes.
Not a bottle, a wheel.
A what?
You can't spin the bottle.
Spin the bottle. Okay. Well, you could use the bottle, too, if that's what you're into, Paul.
I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that.
Attaboy.
So if there's only two prizes on the wheel, you can win $10 million or spend 10 years in prison with no chance of parole. Do you spin the wheel? 50% chance you're going to win 10 million or 50% chance you're going to Walpole.
10 million is so the parameters are 10 million is generational wealth because you can invest $10 million in the safest investment and have enough
and live off of.
And to live off of.
Yeah.
Even at the crappy
generational wealth. I like that
generational
term.
Generational wealth. So that's your
So
decision.
Is it 10 million plus or 10 it's plus. Not yeah, not 5 million?
No, because 5 million isn't really generational wealth.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Okay. How about $10,000?
No. Well, no one's doing that. No, wait. So go ahead. It was your question. What would you do?
Does Minglewood deliver to Walpole?
Do they have tripe? Right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, if you the 10-year prison, it's not like you get the 10 million when you get out.
That's right.
You know, so it's like
it's one or the other.
It's one or the other.
I'm a hard no.
I'm a pass.
Yeah,
I'm a hard no.
Or so if you're a pass, what is the right number? $100 million?
There's no right number for me.
I'm not losing.
No,
see, I can't even win on the dollar scratch ticket, so I'm not going to spin that wheel either way.
How about on the other side, on the years in jail side?
Like, ooh, if we're only one year?
Okay. Oh, wait, no, that makes it interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, because for 10 years, I'm completely out. I think, is everybody in agreement? Everybody's completely out on 10, what is it, 5 million, 10 years, or 10 million?
10 million or 10 years.
Okay. Is everybody out? You're out?
I'm taking the money. Because marriage is much like a prison anyway.
Oh,
I'm sorry, honey.
Let's edit. We can edit.
This is live.
Oh, we can edit. Yeah.
So Jim's the only one. So you would take the chance.
I would take the chance. Sure.
You would take the chance.
Yeah, it's 50-50. Why not?
Well, you 50-50. The other way is you go to jail for 10 years and you don't get $10 million at the other when you get out.
Right.
But you take that chance.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. That's,
why not?
All right. Yeah. There you go. So let's go down on years. I would say for 10 million.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be, so if it's 10 and 10, then it's going to be five.
We'll keep it at 10 million. Okay. All right. And let's go around and say you could say zero. I wouldn't do it, or how many years you would do. We'll start with you.
Not doing it.
Still wouldn't do it.
Wow.
Still wouldn't do it.
5 years with a chance of parole after 3.
All right. Wow. Okay.
And Beagle.
Yeah.
For good behavior.
Five. So
there's the catch.
That's good behavior.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Paul, where are you at?
Zero.
Zero for you. Wow. Still. Scotty.
I still wouldn't spin. For that, for the time,
because really?
You can be a convicted felon, and when you get out, you can't get a job.
You can say you don't need a job.
Those are a lot of assumptions.
You can say one year.
Oh,
I mean, that's what we're saying.
Would you do it for 1 year?
I'm still not that lucky.
No.
For a year, probably. Yeah, I'd do a year. I could do a year.
There's no soap on a rope. I mean, you're thinking of too many assumptions. Like, oh my God, if I go in there.
Did I overthink this one?
Yes.
I think this is a great question. Where are you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would be a family sit down conversation. Yeah. with Thatcher.
I'm spinning the wheel.
With Thatcher and Finn, we have to weigh in on how much the money will change their lives.
And if the three of you, if the three of them voted to send you away
for $10,
there's a chance that you don't have to do any time.
Yeah, no, it would be a family conversation.
Oh, but there's also a chance that you could do a year. And come out with nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's no prize at the end. No,
you're not definitely getting paid at the end.
No.
Ooh,
but you'd be able to write a book and make a movie out of it. So there would be some.
Where am I going? I mean, is it Walpole or am I going away with Felicia or Felicity Huffman?
Is it work?
Where am I going?
Is it work release? I mean, is that part of it?
Jimmy,
you learn a term.
You could put $50 million. And 1 hour in jail, and I still would get the 1 hour in jail spent.
You're out.
So I'm out.
Really?
We already know that Jimmy Capello would do it for 10 cents because he just wants to be out.
Yeah.
I don't know about 10 cents.
Are you pretty much for $10.50?
Free sushi at Minglewood for life.
I would do a year.
A year?
I'm trying to think if I would do more than a year.
Because what's the difference? I mean, if you're in there for a year or 5.
Any comments, Pat?
That's a big difference.
Anyone chiming in?
Because you could come out and not be
Mike
completely
Mabaza,
fucked up.
Uncle Sam would be the only one to make money. That's a good consideration.
Say it again.
Uncle Sam would be the only one to make money.
Oh, on the taxes?
Yeah, I believe that's what he's referring to.
You still got to remember that you don't have the money when you come out. So if you put that on the end of the 1 year or whatever you're picking, if you get the money at the end, then it changes the whole equation after that.
But you're not, but it was
I understand,
other.
Right? It's
right.
Either or.
Yeah. I would think I would take the chance for 10 million for a year because 10 million, and I guess it depends on how we're doing it at our ages right now. If you have this opportunity at 25,
your age is a different thing.
I wouldn't do it when
Joey puts
you
in the spin.
This doesn't, okay, so I don't know if you understand the question. At 25, you got $10 million you could live the rest of your life and never have to work.
That's the most important part of your life, though. I mean, now we're 1 foot in the grave.
Your age at the time would make a difference. Joey Foote says he would spin.
He'd spin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. I mean, my kids are at the age where I can't. That's a selfish decision, right? Or is it selfish to not take the money? They love the money, right? I don't know. But yeah, 20.
Sorry, I brought it up. Sorry, I brought it up.
Could you just say, what are we spinning again? Can you say that again? Say the word for me.
A bottle.
No.
A wheel.
This is the second week in a row. It was a Wheel of Fortune with the Beauport Hotel. And I was like, whale?
Wheel.
The whole time you were talking, I was like, whale? The whale? And even now,
that's right.
I thought I heard that too.
Yeah, spinning a very small
wheel.
Wheel.
Right.
Wheel.
Say wheel.
Wheel.
Wheel. Wayne the Postman comments that every day is more valuable than money.
That's right.
Oh, very nice.
There you go.
Very nice.
This, see,
it's a Hallmark movie.
That sounds very nice.
It just became a Hallmark movie.
But the freedom that it affords you in time is, that is, I mean, me being down here at 4 o'clock in the morning every single day is not freedom. You know, but you could, if you had that time with your kids, I think that's more, to me, is more valuable than being at work every single day.
How many days you got?
Huh?
What's the countdown?
Oh, God, what is today? Today's the 6th. Today's the 6th. So I got 25 days.
Oh, that's a good comment. Bruce Lane comments, depends on how much others need you in that one year or whatever amount of time. That's a good comment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a consideration for sure.
Joe, I have a couple comments here. So Zach, he said, the last thing I said was happy birthday, Scotty.
Oh, thank you, Zach.
Very nice.
And then Selena wanted to make sure that we understood that the reason it's not bad in Salem is because they're sending more people into Boston. And they've heard that the MGH ICU is filling up. So she didn't want people to think that it wasn't, it wasn't bad. So, and then the last one was from Mike Codier. He wanted us to give out a shout out to Coastal Carolina for beating BYU, which is his daughter's school.
Coastal Carolina's program every year has been getting better and better. They're getting recognized nationally, whereas a couple of years ago you would have said Coastal Carolina, you're like, who's that?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Coastal Carolina's on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've had some big wins.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Good program.
Yeah,
we are up to 13 shares.
Oh, fantastic! Why don't you go over that whole routine? What we're doing?
We are giving a prize at the end of the podcast, which is coming up shortly. And to be eligible for the Dogtown Common Bowl by Nina Goodick, please share the podcast and comment shared so I can write your name down. Right now we have 13 names, so that's awesome. The bowl is beautiful.
I'll take the bowl off.
Okay,
so you can see it. Thank you, Jim. Nina packaged it really nicely. So Nina, at Dogtown, what is it called?
I don't know.
I have it.
It's a Dogtown Common.
Dogtown Common Babson Bowl.
Oh, Babson Bowl. Okay.
So is it one of the Babson Boulder sayings? Or?
Yeah.
So it says, keep this one.
That's appropriate for the conversation we've been having.
If you win $10 million, you'll be out of debt.
There you go. There it is.
Kind of in focus right there. This is handmade, and she fires these. Oh God, Marty Morgan. I think Marty Morgan fires these in her kiln. But her Nina Goodick's company is Annisquam.
Right here.
God Almighty. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Right.
Annisquam River Pottery.
Yeah.
10 minutes. Yeah. Sorry.
You have something to say?
No.
You have something to say? Wheel-thrown, hand-carved stoneware pottery. And there's a whole bunch.
Does she have bowls with all the sayings from all around?
Yeah, she does. And you can get them. If you could look it up on this computer, say Dogtown Common or Babson Bowls, and you can get the link on how to get a hold of me. But we're gonna raffle this off for the people that share it. So if you share and you type in the comments shared, you have a chance to win this.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for that. She's been a great.
Wrap it real quick back in the bag.
Yeah, Joe.
You have a problem with that?
Look at it.
What do you think was more important, to show the product or show the bag of the product?
Jim, can you take a look at the mess he made?
Yeah, let's put it.
Don't move the camera. We have the camera framed perfectly.
Joey, I just want to give a big shout out to all the new viewers and listeners because you were discussing about a week ago, so the numbers are up on viewership.
Huge.
So for all the people that are now watching that haven't watched before and the loyal followers, thank you.
Yeah, the numbers the for Good Morning Gloucester, the number, what was it, 20% or something like that? Way up.
Significant increase.
Significant. This particular year, 20% over last year.
Huge. So those are those people who are dependent upon you, and if you spend a year in prison, because you, what would they do?
Well, it's not just me, because we have Mary Castor, right? And everybody's been doing, everybody has really stepped up their game.
Now who says it?
Now we finally get recognized after 22
Jimmy's,
years.
Jimmy's got a lot of coffee. You got a lot to say today, Jim.
I'm just sipping. And
the coffee, I think, is
coffee. Hey, Chris, right. Buckle up, Buttercup. Buttercup.
Joey, I bought one of the bottles, the prepackaged cocktail bottles at Tono the other night.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Too.
It's a gift, so I can't tell you. I drank it, but
it's a gift. I drank
it.
No,
bottle
I said
now.
I can't tell you I tasted it because it was a gift, so I can't. I can't
surprise.
Speak of that, but it was a good 25 minutes of trying to figure out which one to buy because I was buying for someone who I don't really know what they drink.
Yeah.
So we were in there for ladies' night, and I went in. Other people were eating, but I just stopped by for a quick drink with another friend.
Which one did you get?
And well, so I got that this is what the – so they were trying to convince me to get to Manhattan because – I guess it's like second to none, but I don't. That's
the
not
pumpkin?
My type of drink.
The pumpkin? No.
No, just the Manhattan.
Oh, that was
which,
your
I don't
fashion.
Know. So I ended up getting the Cosmo Martini because I thought
nice.
It was more universal. I wanted to get the Espresso Martini, but I didn't know if they were even coffee drinks. It's for a neighbor.
McCarthy's wondering about the apple
really...
martini, the sour apple martini one.
I don't know, but really, you should just get
two.
All of them and like spread them out and taste them. It
that's what we should do is do a tasting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A tono tasting.
That's why. That's why you're an associate.
That's why I'm an Ameri. That's why I'm a Mary castaway.
So if Anthony or maybe if Joe's listening, I don't know.
We need to do that.
Yeah,
we need to go and at the bar have the camera on the other side of the bar.
Yeah,
and film like a tasting of all the different ones that you can get to go.
I'm free.
Yep. I'm free. Let it rip, baby. Let it rip.
Oh, what a great gift idea.
Is Paolo, the bartender's name?
Tremendous gift idea.
Paolo?
I don't know, but the guy, he used to be at the Azorian, I think.
I think it's Paolo. But in any case, he's a great bartender.
Great bartender.
I think he's making those. And I bought two bottles, the espresso martini and then the pumpkin, I think it was old fashioned, which I was drinking while I was there. Yeah, Charlene bought them. I'm getting the pumpkin. I can't just because it might be other people.
Pumpkin old fashioned.
It had some pumpkin puree in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
it was very good.
On the topic of gifts, didn't you have a gripe about packages from Amazon showing up with
names?
With names.
I think that was Pat. Who's talking?
That was me. That was me.
It's kind of both of us.
Yeah.
Connor's pissed off because I happen to be walking out the door as the Amazon guy's bringing up the box, and it's got SodaStream.
Oh.
And now I know what I'm getting for Christmas. He's like,
hey, Nicole, thanks for coming.
Thank
see you, Nicole.
I got a Christmas tree to buy.
See you,
if
Nicole.
You want to chime in and tell
thanks
me where to go buy a tree right now.
See you tomorrow.
He was so upset because he wanted to surprise me with this gift, and now I know what it is.
Yeah, we had a similar experience with a box arriving with the contents labeled on the outside arrive at the house and spoiled the surprise.
What did it say? Amazing?
it's a Furbo dog camera.
Shoots the
what shoots what? What does it shoot?
Treats.
So if you're a Tono, you can see your dog and you can press a button and it spits out out a treat.
And you can talk to
you can talk
camera.
To your pet.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know what? They should have it
don't
so you can
don't
make.
Don't tell anybody in my life that they're getting one.
So what you should
thank
do.
Thank you, Pat.
So
I appreciate that. My dog's going
to
love it.
So if you can talk to it, what you should do before you shoot it out is have a bag of treats and jingle it.
Shake it.
So that they know to come. You know, like whenever I open up the pantry or I go to the refrigerator to get water for myself, the cat shoots out because he expects to get.
Yeah.
She expects to get out.
Right.
Free,
speaking of the cat, how did the cat adapt to your Christmas tree for the first year?
No issues so far.
No climbing yet?
No climbing.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
That cat climbs everything.
I think what happens, I think my guess, this is my guess. My guess will be if we're gone for a long period, then the cat will go and fuck up the Christmas tree, because that's what they seem to do, is if like you're not
they're
around and they,
yeah.
they misbehave when they feel like they're being
and they're bored.
Yeah.
Just like
so
when
they're acting
bored,
just like the wind.
Well, I was concerned.
Whoa, you slid that one in there.
I was concerned that Bo, we all know,
never
has
expected that out of you, Joe.
Bo doesn't know when to go poop or pee at the appropriate time. So he loves trees. We thought that when we got our Christmas tree, he would use that to lift his leg like he was outside, but he hasn't done so.
Anna's joining us, so it's a good time good segue.
Thank you, Anna. Thanks for joining us. We have your read right here. Anna Eve, there's going to be a pop-up shop next weekend, not this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and 13th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Last Stop Variety, 273 East Main Street in Gloucester, the Last Stop Variety.
Awesome sandwiches.
I don't know if they're open, so I think that's why they're doing the pop-up.
Oh,
I'm not sure. I don't think – are they open? Is Last Stop open?
I don't think so. I don't think it is.
No. That's why I think they're doing the pop-up there.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. Hold Fast Company, which is owned by Deanna Faye Anaya and Deb Berger, who make amazing all-natural soaps, spoon butter, which I have used to revive my mother's wooden spoons, environmentally friendly beeswax wraps, must-have gorgeous rope baskets and wreaths. Seriously, these make such great gifts, are hosting it, and I will be there. This is Anna saying this. Are hosting it, and I will be there with Cape Ann Sea Salts Company salts and a new nautical flag product from our Cape Ann G Clay hometown graphics line.
Ooh,
this is breaking news. Along with word collages and nautical maps. These are everything that she just mentioned is a tremendous Christmas gift or Hanukkah gift.
Or whatever
gift. Or whatever gift. Right?
Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweetbread.
What'd you say? I'm not done with the week.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
There will be some affordable, great stocking stuffer earrings as well. And breaking news. We're breaking news.
Oh, wow.
Hannah Kimberly and I and Anna Eves will be introducing our brand new product called Speakeasy Potions, which are fruit, herbal, and spice infusion kits for infusing booze to make awesome cocktails at home. Bex will be there with her lobster trap ornaments and wreaths and trees, always a big hit and a must-have for every Cape Ann home during the holidays. And the very talented Melissa Cox will have her photos and cards for sale too. So something for everyone and all locally made on Cape Ann.
And when is
I got to stop you, Joey.
This upcoming weekend. Friday and
the
Saturday.
12th and 13th next Saturday.
You missed a very important line.
Go ahead.
On this. And it says here, I can even bring along some Joey C. prints. They're always a hit. you forgot yourself.
Jesus, I can even bring
actually, we crossed it off at his
time. And to use your terminology, I would be remiss.
Remiss.
If I didn't mention this.
Thank you for
that's why you're a merry castaway.
Thank you for looking out.
That's why I
hate you. That's awesome. Thank you, Anna, for that. Thanks for thinking of me. Yeah, they're always so super, super.
It's Saturday and Sunday.
Sorry, Anna. Saturday and Sunday,
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Last Stop Variety, 273 East Main Street in Gloucester, which is just a great idea.
That is great.
The idea of Present. I don't know if Present did their pop up this year. I haven't heard it.
So.
We would have heard about
it. Not yet. I mean,
yeah.
Coming soon, the GMG Butter Up Buttercup T-shirt line.
Yeah.
I love the idea.
There you go.
That's an idea, guys. It really is. Butter Up Buttercup with the GMG.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're going to have
the GMG line.
Or Merry Castaways.
That'll take a year.
Ugly sweaters. We should have some ugly sweater Christmas sweaters.
Merry Castaways with our pictures.
Yeah. And underneath, so I say, Merry Castaways.
Yeah,
the seagull.
Yeah,
and then Buckle Up Buttercup underneath.
And it's got
like
a Santa
it.
Belt on it.
I was
thinking the One Piece that we do
at the
where we jump in the water,
the swim.
3 weeks away. 3 weeks away from the
plunge,
the Rocky Neck plunge.
Wow. Why am I just hearing about this now?
Well, because you're
breaking news.
You weren't listening. That's
you had a couple people here.
Okay, I'll be right down there. All right, why don't you take this topic right here, Pat?
Oh, all right. Okay, so a little side activity is what it, and we have a lot of listeners who really like the Hallmark movies. So, what is the plot of your pandemic Hallmark movie? Similar to the Naughty Elf one, I think that was last week, right?
Yeah.
So I will go first while these guys are studying theirs, and it's the plot of the movie. So you go with your current shirt color. My shirt is red. So I'm an orphaned corporate lawyer because I had coffee for my last beverage, finds herself stranded in her hometown during a pandemic lockdown after she came home to foreclose on a small country inn. Because the last person I texted was my daughter, Amy, so that's A. And against her better judgment, she falls in love with the last thing I ate was a sandwich, so a doomsday survivalist. Together, they learn the true meaning of Christmas.
Jimmy,
it
that's
doesn't sound
great
like
story.
It's got potential,
that's,
don't you think?
That
yeah.
That's
I'm going to buy the rights right now.
Yeah. What do you got, Chris?
$5.
We got the cinematographer
oh,
lined
up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I cannot read this. I'm not afraid to admit, but I cannot participate.
It is a little bit.
Because it's
is
very blurry.
It's
yeah,
wow.
It is. What have you got, Jimmy?
I have got, let's see.
Oh,
child
it's not just you. It is blurry.
It is blurry, yeah.
Childless corporate lawyer. So I'm going to jail anyway.
Right? Yeah.
let's see. First of all, the last person who texted with my wife, foreclosed on a small country inn, and first letter of the last thing you ate, which would be candy, so I'm Santa Claus.
Okay. So you she falls in love with Santa Claus, and together they learn the true meaning of Christmas.
With $10
million. With
yes.
$10
million. That's right.
Oh, my turn. Okay. Well, I'm wearing a Patriots shirt. It's got some stripes on it, so I'm going to go with stripes.
Okay.
A messy-haired corporate lawyer.
Okay. We got a lot of corporate lawyers this morning.
Messy-haired corporate lawyer. And what do they have?
Finds herself stranded in her hometown during the pandemic lockdown after she came home to
recover from open-heart surgery.
Oh, nice. Against her better judgment, she falls in love with?
Let's see. The first letter of the last thing you ate.
Ate,
oh,
yes.
Let's see. It was a pretzel. The sun? The son of a sailor man.
And together,
very appropriate.
They learn the true meaning of Christmas.
And there it is, right there.
There it is.
Holy Scotty's
okay,
Matt's
yeah.
Life.
Can you?
I think I can do
okay,
this.
All right,
okay.
Paul.
I am a sleep deprived. I'm a sleep deprived party planner.
Nice.
Sleep-deprived party planner.
Potty, not a potty. Not a potty.
Party planner.
Finds herself stranded in her hometown during the pandemic lockdown after she came home to...
celebrate her two friends finally opening an inn.
Oh,
yeah.
It's probably the one I'm foreclosing on.
Against you, well, there you go. Against her better judgment, she falls in love with Pilot Pete from season 24 of The Bachelor.
That's
together,
good.
They learn the true meaning of Christmas.
That's a good one.
That
we got
fun.
GMT, Jim.
That's a good one.
Well, let me see. I am a tomboy corporate lawyer, finds herself stranded in her hometown during a pandemic lockdown after she came home to, let me see, take care of her ailing mother with dementia via music
oh,
and naked art therapy.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, not as appropriate as I thought at first.
After her better judgment, she
against?
Falls in love. Oh, sorry. Against her better judgment, she falls in love with Santa Claus. Together, they find the true meaning of Christmas.
Oh,
I don't think it's a number one seller.
No.
Probably get cut off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can make number 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, Patrick's pretty good. And Scotty, yours was really good.
Oh, here's one. As long as we're waiting for our fearless leader to come back, are you handling Christmas cards or shopping differently this year? Is it different for you than in the past? Some of you maybe aren't the primary card people and shoppers in your homes.
That's why my wife handles all that stuff. I've been doing everything online.
Do you know if she's doing it differently?
No, we usually don't send anything out. If we get dropped off of someone's list,
right,
we drop them immediately.
Oh, see that? Now that's a good podcast topic too.
Do
you drop, if you don't get a Christmas card from somebody that's on your list to receive a Christmas card, is that the appropriate thing to do?
See, I'm going the opposite way because I was cutting back on Christmas cards. I've each year been sending fewer and fewer out just because I'm trying to like cut it back. $5 each too. But this year,
Jim,
I think I'm going to ramp it up and send them out because we haven't seen people.
You spend that $10
million.
Yeah, $10 million. Right.
Yeah.
But one thing we did notice is, what is it, December 7th? And my wife hangs each card up as we receive it, whether it's a picture or a card.
Yeah,
we have three cards hanging.
Yeah,
usually at this time, like our wall is half full.
Yeah.
And there's only three.
Yeah, we put ours in a basket and
Right.
I'm like, maybe people don't like us.
And one's from the guy who delivers the newspaper.
Yeah.
I think everyone's subdued this year. You know, so you get a consent.
But to answer your question, so we make the cards. So I do a photograph.
Too.
We make them.
Right.
Whatever,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But have been pruning the list.
Yeah, I got caught a little short because I wasn't planning to do them. But then the more I thought about it, you know, I had to order them late because I decided late.
So Nicole Schraft, she had to leave. This would have been nice to ask her about. She had her kids yesterday.
Yes.
I happened to be at a friend's house and the dogs had started to bark. I think I see kids out there. And look outside, and it's Nicole's kids. They were doing basically ding dong ditch with Christmas cards. They were going to everyone's house and hoping to just leave the card like an elf, ring the bell, and get out of there and go to the next house.
Yeah, not only was it a card, it was a beautiful ornament that they handmade.
Yeah,
it was a dove ornament. You know, I feel terrible that we didn't mention it while she was here.
I know.
It was really sweet.
It really was.
Yeah.
She's so thoughtful.
Yeah.
She really is. So we're at an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So did you have any comments or anything like that?
Well, Wayne the Postman, regarding the pandemic Hallmark movie, commented, "Why is it always about a her?" Which is true.
Yeah.
That's a fair question.
Because it's Hallmark.
And Paula Ryan O'Brien commented, "Value added, Scotty."
With the Patriots shirt. Paula likes your idea about the.
Buckle up,
Buttercup.
There it is.
Hashtag
Buckle Up,
Buttercup.
Right.
So we're up to
17
shares.
Wow.
Time. All right. 1 to 17. And this is for, I'll give you 20 seconds to share it right now, and you can be added.
Mm-hmm.
This is Keep Out of Debt from Anishquam River Pottery, Nina Goodick.
And she'd really like it wrapped back up pretty.
It's not going to be that hard to do. I really don't think it's that hard to wrap that up.
Let's see.
I'm going to wrap it up on camera. Show you how difficult this was to wrap up. such a horror. We can't take it out of the package. It would be too difficult.
No, but time out. The tissue is coming out nice, and now it just looks like a brown paper bag.
It's like a man packed it.
Are we still at 17?
We are still at 17.
It's a man packed.
Yeah, they've had the extra time, which is great.
All right.
17 is a good number to go with.
Joy's going to shake it under the desk again.
Here we go. He likes to shake it. Don't shake it more than three times.
This does not count.
You're going to come up with some shaking
the
green music.
The next one we do is going to count. And we at 17. All right. Ooh, I like that. This is, there's only one prize.
So whoever it is.
You have to pick it up. You have to pick it up within 7 days.
Or I get it.
Or it goes back into the prize.
It goes into the lost or found.
2, 3,
number four, Paula Ryan O'Brien. She's on board today.
You can take it.
May or may not make its way to New York. I don't know. Yes. We'll see.
Very good.
Give it to Jimmy for a Christmas gift.
Give it to Jimmy. All right, Jimmy, this is your time.
Really? Even though
we're going to do it anyway.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do it anyway.
We're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Sign off. People have to be reminded.
And you know what you're going to do at the very end.
Yep.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, absolutely no piping plovers were injured in the making of today's podcast. Thank you.
Well done.
Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester.
Just clean.
That was on me. I'm watching the pink line.
Yep, we got...